Let's talk a little now about our investment criteria that we're going to be using. And by investment criteria, what we're talking about here is how you decide which investments you're going to make, whether it's going to be pulling one out of your menu of choices or by taking a couple of these choices that you have on your menu. And these are the criteria that we're talking about. There are three main criteria: present worth criteria, the annual worth criteria, and the internal rate of return criteria. There's also a fourth criteria that we're going to talk about briefly. It's very simple, but it actually isn't quite common use. To guide you through, let's talk about the one that's the oddball. It's something that's referred to as simple payback. Simple payback is extremely simple. It's how long until I get my money back from my initial investment. If you want a quick example of this is when my son was quite young. He was like 4 or 5. He wanted $10 for whatever reason. And I said, fine, but you got to pay me back $1 per week until you pay me back. And I asked him, how many weeks will it be till you pay me back? And he quickly said, 10. And that's how simple payback is. It's how quickly you get back to zero. Now, your book basically says that this is something that's a little on the rare side. It isn't. It is a common first screen that you'll find all over the place. And so what you end up doing is that before you engage in any kind of further analysis, you are frequently asked, well, what's its simple payback? And you can only go forward if it has something like payback in less than 5 years or in 5 years or less, something along those lines. You will also find it embedded in a lot of laws. And so, for example, I have within my school district, we recently did some energy efficiency improvements. In order to get a hold of the money that did it, we had to do all projects with simple payback of 15 years or less. So it was something that was deeply embedded in the law. Now, part of the reason they do this is it keeps the possibility of arguing about an interest rate out of things, even though there are implicit interest rates in simple payback. It also seems to be a criteria that is easier for large groups of people to agree on. So people can agree on, well, let's go ahead and fund things which pay us back within 5 years, whereas deciding on an interest rate can be rather difficult, that interest rate being the minimum acceptable rate of return. I want to emphasize that choosing that kind of interest rate can actually be something which is quite contentious, and you can see many organizations struggling over that particular interest rate. The best example I can have on this one is dealing with energy efficiency improvements, because this is my area of expertise. Now, for many years, California struggled with this problem because there are many different ideas about which interest rate to use as a reference interest rate. Some people were advocating that because people were making energy efficiency improvements, you know, buying efficient refrigerators by putting them on credit cards, that they should be using the credit card rate in order to do their time value of money calculations. Other people noted that oftentimes energy efficiency improvements, such as roofs, were being embedded in a second mortgage, and so that they said, well, mortgage interest rates were an appropriate interest rate to use. Other places were saying that, well, since some of these things are being funded by the state, and the state has a common bond rate, we should use the state bond rate as the way that we discount these things. And finally, still others said that because these things actually promote a kind of social good, that the discount rate should be that social discount rate, which tends to be the growth rate of real GDP. And so all these things give you slightly different interest rates. And so it's extremely common to have a fight about the interest rates because each person is in a slightly different point of view. And it's common to go ahead and move towards something that seems simpler in order to avoid the fight. Now, the other three criteria are different from simple payback, but what's nice about them is they always give you the same choice. They don't give you the choice in the same way, but they will always say that, oh, you should get the roof or you shouldn't get the roof. They'll all be consistent about that choice. The first one is present worth, and you may think of present worth as the life cycle cost. So you can ask yourself questions like, well, what is the life cycle cost of buying, maintaining, fueling, and insuring, say, an automobile over its life cycle? And that's the cost that we're looking at after you do all the discounting. Now, your mind should reel on this because it's something that's really kind of difficult to grasp. And that's what present worth is going to be. Some clients are actually going to like present worth. It's easier for them to grasp, and it actually computationally is the thing that you will do most often. But a lot of clients are going to have difficulty with this idea of taking all the value, all the costs that are there of an investment, and focusing it on this one date, this life cycle cost. Frequently, you're going to find clients that are going to prefer the next criteria that we're going to use, which is the annual worth criteria. And you can think of this as some kind of levelized cost, which is a phrase that you'll often hear about here, or an annualized cost, but it's really a per-period cost. And you can see what I mean by it's easier to wrap your head around because, you know, you recall I asked you about the life cycle cost of a car. It's easier to go ahead and figure out what the monthly cost of a car is because you know about what those payments are going to be. You know about what you'd use in gas. You know about what it costs to insure a car every month. So it's easier to grasp. And while that easier to grasp criteria may not seem important to you, you got to remember that investment decisions are not entirely made on these kind of financial considerations. There's ideas about how they mix with other investments that you're making that you haven't quite gone through the computation on those. There's ideas about whether this fits in with your ideas about what you want to do with your portfolio of assets, even though you haven't explicitly modeled how they're interacting. And some kinds of investments are emotional. They have an emotional content to them, or they have some kind of things which aren't included in the calculation. My example of this one is that you can go ahead and analyze which car would be the correct car for your household. But when you sit down in the car, you are going to have an emotional response that says, I need to have leather seats, or I need to have seat warmers, and that's going to be the thing that gets you. This, you know, the style of it, which is something which is not necessarily bound up in those financial calculations. Now, the final criteria, the other one that is consistent with present worth and annual worth, is something that's referred to as internal rate of return. Instead of talking about the life cycle benefits and as like we do in present worth, or the per period benefits like we do in annual worth, what internal rate of return talks about is the per dollar benefits that we're looking at. Computationally, internal rate of return is going to be the hardest criteria to cope with because it is quite computationally intensive. And it will be preferred in certain industries. If you're dealing with physical assets, if you're talking about a building, if you are talking about equipment, there's kind of a preference there for present or annual worth. But if you're talking about financial investments, there is a preference for internal rate of return as a measure. This is not always going to be easy because frequently there'll be many different answers to what's the internal rate of return. And the internal rate of return may actually change a little bit depending upon what date you look at it. So those are our four criteria, the fully consistent one, present worth, annual worth, and internal rate of return, and the one that's often used as a screen before you get to the other ones because they are computationally slightly more expensive.